Hello everybody, welcome back to Mind's Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Miles. I've always started each season with a topic that is the core of this podcast, literacy. I highlighted the reasons behind the dislike of reading and its importance, but now I want to go in a different direction and talk about how reading is promoted nowadays. Book talk. Yes, some of you may actually know what I'm talking about, and some others may have no clue. If you want to know more, I will post as well something on my blog, Instill Creativity Miles, in which I will explain everything deeply. Book talk was born in 2020 during the pandemic period, becoming the new revolutionary strategy to promote reading. As the word may suggest, it started, or maybe I should say exploded, on social media TikTok in the USA around 2021, when it reached its peak and turned into something bigger. It started with short videos about reviews, comments, suggestions, and lists of books. The purpose was to inform, share something, and create a community and a sense of belonging towards readers worldwide. It happened, and in a few months, the hashtag BookTok exponentially became popular, or a trend in modern slang. This was a way to transform something old into engaging for the new generation, something revolutionary to increase sales and interest in readings without spending too much. Book talker became a key role in this new strategic campaign marketing of the editorial world. The most followed have a direct collaboration with publishers, or as well authors who give them a copy of a book in exchange for a review. Not bad, right? But this brought a lot of issues, in my opinion, in the way reading is seen nowadays. I've seen some book talkers' content that fell into a sort of annoying pattern. For example, the TBR or the monthly book haul that try to intoxicate the purpose of this trend. For example, the recent and popular book talk format of 7 books in 7 days. People would challenge others to read 7 books in 7 days. For what kind of purpose? This brings me to the point that I wanted to reach. How has reading turned into a competition, or something that is far away from its essence? It's okay and good, for example, to challenge yourself to cut some time for reading during the year or during the month. I have a book club in which I pick 2 or 3 books to read each month as a form to have time to focus on my passion. On TikTok, it's slowly degenerating a little bit. People that read 10 to 50 books per month, I don't want to judge, because everyone should be able to handle their time and have a routine. But it's a bit strange if you are a person between 16 and 25 years old, or even older, to have a huge time to read that mall of books. I have a job that takes me away a lot of time during the day, and I tried to find a half hour at least every night to read a book that caught me and made me escape from reality before going to bed. Normally, reading a book takes me about 3-4 days if it engages me, because I like to enjoy the moment, to empathize with the characters, and to understand how the story could benefit my mind. Yes, because each kind of book has a topic, a message that's hidden in the plot, no matter the genre. Reading, as I told in the first episode of the second season, has several benefits, and not everyone has the same taste, I know. Each genre you like may instill a part of you somehow. Nowadays, the book talk is the portal in which people try to find reading suggestions, and it opened up a new role, the book talker, which in most cases is someone paid to give a positive and superficial review to increase the sale of that book. I realize that the book talk is getting too hyped. People read the same books to get attention instead of having the pleasure of reading the book because they are really interesting. I don't know if you get it. Not everyone, but most of book talkers gave me that impression. It's like they select a book and for weeks you will find on social media different people similarly promoting the same book. And the selected book are not actually so wonderful as described. A lot of books find their popularity thanks to book talk. At the beginning, The Song of Achilles by Madeline Miller or Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. And other examples will be mentioned in my blog. When the book talk found its stability, it started to face the dark side. Lately, there is a huge polemic that I didn't even get, but whatever. I realized during this year that I will never trust again book talkers in their hyped suggestions. As an example is Fourth Wings, one of the most hyped fantasy novel, together with its sequel Iron Flame in 2024. They described it as the greatest fantasy ever, but I personally disagree. I read only 3 chapters and nothing new. It became a bestseller thanks to both positive and negative reviews, increasing its popularity over other books. Maybe it was not the right time for me to read that book and I will give it another chance. But I think that the book talk and their selection are most going into a specific direction, more focused on romance or romantasy, preventing other genre from raising. I think now it's time to conclude. Talked a lot about book talk and the way it helped to increase the reading and, as well, a lot of emerging authors to get published quicker and to be read. It is one of the most incredible ways to promote books, and soon I will use it as well as a tool to promote mine. The first one is part of a saga that I called Friends Like Us, which mirrors the journey towards adulthood of a group of guys and girls who decided to attend university, starting a new chapter of their lives. It will be available on Amazon during the second half of September, but I don't know exactly when. I'm choosing carefully the right moment. With this news, I want to close this first episode of the third season of Maya's Creative Project. Sorry for the voice, but stay tuned for more. XOXO, Anita Miles.